They were known, euphemistically, as comfort women. But for the women themselves, their experience was anything but comfortable.
During World War II, there were over 200,000 women and girls all over Asia that were taken into military sex slave camps by the Japanese Imperial Army. They were taken, sometimes tricked, into thinking they were going to do some kind of work during the war and were, frankly, kidnapped and placed into these military sex slave camps and raped 15, 20 times in any given day, and then forced to also do hard labor. And they were as young as 8 years old and as old as 52. It was a pretty horrific experience.
Evelina Galang is a writer and professor at the University of Miami, whose recent work is focused on telling the stories of these women. That's what brought her to Pengrove for a reading and speaking appearance this weekend. It's an aspect of her Filipina heritage that Galang first discovered around 1998.
Those women stayed silent for about 50 years, and then a few years ago they started to come forward and tell their stories, and that's why we're hearing about them now.
After meeting with a group of the surviving women, Galang says she felt compelled to help spread their stories to the world.
They really captured my heart. I'm pretty tall, about 5'9", and most of these women were under 4 feet tall. And they would surround me and hold my hands and sniff my skin and give me a kiss as if they were my grandmothers. And so I really felt a pull to come back and do their stories.
But the Japanese government does not want those stories told. In fact, Galang says they have persistently denied them, even objecting to the creation of a memorial to the comfort women by the Filipino citizens of Palisades Park, New Jersey, last month.
The Japanese officials don't just want to ignore it. They actually want the community to remove it. And every time they make a comment like that, it creates new interest in the stories of the women. I mean, I think that they're waiting for the women to die off so they don't have to make their formal apology and all these things. But every time they make a statement like, that never happened, or please take away that monument, it actually creates another wave of interest.
While some of the surviving women still hope for a formal apology from the Japanese government, Galang does not expect that to happen. Instead, she says, Tokyo appears to be playing a waiting game and winning it.
They've been denied and denied and denied. Now they're in their late 80s, early 90s. Many of them have passed away. So when you talk about surviving these days compared to what it would have been when they first came forward, I couldn't even give you numbers, but of the 40 that I met, 15 of them I focused on their stories. I would say of those 15, at least half of them have passed away.
But Galang, whose own extended family was not scarred by this experience, remains determined to publicize the stories of the comfort women by any and all means available to her, including her second novel, due out next year.
It's an international issue, and it's a human rights issue. Many nations suffered under the hands of the Japanese Imperial Army with these comfort stations and these so-called comfort women. Though the women may be dying, the stories are not, and I think that's a beautiful thing.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.